dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We're so glad that you have tuned in today, and we are prayerfully coming to you today, believing God that this broadcast will be a blessing to you. If you're not a Christian, that involves you too, because we're bringing you the hope of Christianity, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. And you're involved in that. You're the object of God's great love and God's great concern today. Make no mistake about it. We serve a shepherd king who said he would leave the 99 that are safe in the fold, and he would go out and search for the missing one or the lost one, and he would search until he finds it. Praise God. Amen. God has not given up his search for lost men and women, boys and girls. And if you don't know him today, and you're not safe in the fold, if you haven't been saved, your sins forgiven, sealed by the Holy Spirit, God is searching diligently for you today. It's not that he doesn't know where you are. He's seeking to save you today. That is his search, for a heart that will open unto him, that he might forgive your sin, save your soul as you repent and trust him as your Savior. So just stay tuned today. We're going to be discussing a great subject that is important to the Christian and the non-Christian. God wants you to hear this message today. God's promises to the overcomer. What awaits us if we will receive Christ, and through receiving him and repenting of our sin and following through with our faith, amen, seeing what lays ahead for every one of us who have trusted Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So we want you to stay tuned today. If you're listening by computer, we're glad that you have tuned in, as well as the folks that this radio broadcast is reaching right there in Madison and North Florida and South Georgia and people going up and down that interstate system. But we want you to know there's a point that signal will be lost, but there is a way to receive this broadcast as it streams direct, and that is to go to WMAF homepage, WMAF home. Type it into the Google search engine. It'll take you directly there. Up in the right-hand corner, you can click, and all of the fine programming right there on WMAF will be streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can listen to family-friendly radio as well as receive a gospel ministry here on this station. Local churches there in Madison. We're based in Tampa, but out of Florida, the gospel goes up onto the web and through the web to anywhere the Holy Spirit wants to take it. Oh, the Lord of the harvest is busy in these last of the last days, and we want to be in that flow of the Spirit that reaches people for Jesus Christ and encourages Christians to stand their ground and follow Jesus at all costs, because his coming is very, very soon. Praise God. So, and if you would like to come to our website, a statement of faith, some history of our ministry. We've been pastoring the Holy Church of God, an affiliate of Independent Assemblies of God here in Tampa, Florida. January will mark 37 years. Praise God. Amen. I'm dating myself, but I'm telling you, it has been an experience that walking with God and seeing him move in lives is irreplaceable, and it's irrevocable. It's a done deal. If I went home to heaven tomorrow, a lot of work for the Lord has been sown in lives and has been accomplished. I honestly could say, I believe I could stand before him and hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's what I'm looking for. That's my goal. More than the streets of gold is to hear my Master and my Savior, my sacrificed Lamb and my Sovereign King, say, "Well done to me for just being faithful in what he's allowed me to do for him." And part of that is this ministry right here to you through WMAF. Praise God. Well, we invite you to come to our website. Just type in THCOG. and you can come and visit us. There will be no strings attached. Sermons are there to download. Recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus and THCOG, that stands for The Holy Church of God. I think there's another one in Texas if you type the whole name in, but if you type THCOG, I believe ours in Tampa is the first one that will come up on the screen. And my name is, of course, Pastor Robert A. Venable, and as I'm on the radio now, I'm doing the work of an evangelist as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to open them. We're going to the book of Revelation very quickly today. In particular, we're going to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. We're talking on the subject and teaching on the subject of God's promises to the overcomer. First John said, "Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" When you come to Christ as your Savior, you have the revelation and the realization of who He is, and you receive Him as your Savior, you are standing. You have a new standing with God, and in that new standing with God, we can overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Praise God, and walk in the victory until we're past this time of test and trial called our life in this world. Praise God. Amen. And we move into the eternal things that are represented. And these promises to the overcomer is just a holy incentive to live for Christ like we've never lived for Him. Amen. And to follow God more closely than we have ever followed Him. It is crucial that Christians make wholehearted commitments to follow Christ in these days. I saw the title of a book that just stirred me. It said, I didn't read the book. I never read the book. I just got so turned on by the title. It inspired so many sermons on the inside of me. And the title years ago was The Upstream Christian in a Downstream World. If you don't press on. Amen. If we don't go against the wind, against the grain, counterculture, then we're going to be taken by the current of this world. Wherever the world is headed, we will find ourselves. But if we do like Paul taught us to do in the New Testament, through his example and through his words inspired by the Holy Spirit, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forth to the things that are before, I press. That means to strain forward in the Greek. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about this prize, what constitutes all of these blessings to the overcomer that inspired Paul to keep on pressing on. Praise God. We've got a term maybe more current that says keep on keeping on. I used to preach years ago to a congregation that had a particular man in it, and this was in our same church, but congregation has changed over the year. But years ago, there was a man that had a mental disability, but I believe he genuinely loved good preaching, because I would get several amens on a Sunday morning and one keep on trucking. Praise God. But I was glad to hear that too, because it inspired me to know that people are hungry for God's truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. The first thing we talked about in our previous broadcast the last couple of weeks was the incentive of eternal life and eternal blessings. Out of Revelation 2 and verse 7 in review, Jesus said, "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." That is top shelf with God, living with Him forever in heaven. Amen. And the second thing we talked about is that the overcomer will be saved from eternal banishment and punishment. Revelation 2:11 says, "He that overcometh will not be hurt of the second death." And you can download those broadcasts, if you would like, from our website and catch up with us as we go forward on this topic this week. Amen. Not only are we given eternal life. We're saved to eternal life, but we're saved from eternal banishment and punishment. What an incentive to follow Jesus. Amen. Not to let the world sway us. Not to let the enemy defeat us. To remember Lot's wife, and once we're out of the city of destruction, to never look back and to certainly never go back. Praise God. Amen. We're in the third incentive from the words of our Savior today. And the overcomer is forgiven and acquitted. He's reconciled to God. Amen. It's righteous food for righteous people. Listen to this. Amen. He spoke of giving us to eat of the hidden manna. And in Revelation 2:17, he says, "To him that overcometh, will I give a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth except him that receiveth it." Friend, in ancient times, when a judgment was rendered guilty, and it was indicated by the giving of a black stone, and not guilty by the giving of a white stone. A white stone and a new name written on it indicates the new righteousness and the new life that is ours in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new." And we have a new standing with God called righteousness. We have a new eternal destiny called heaven. We have a new master of our souls, and his name is Jesus. We have a new family of God. It's the brethren. I want to slow down and kind of deal with each of these things. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said once we were by nature the children of wrath. Amen. But now we have a standing with God whereby we are accepted in the Beloved. That means God, because of our being spiritually so identified with Jesus, we're called in Christ. Hallelujah. You know what the Apostle Paul said? He said, "In being found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is by the law," because see, no one could keep it perfectly. The law is called a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Amen. Because the realization hit very soundly and solidly when Jesus taught that there was none righteous, no, not one. We needed a Savior, a salvation that was based on Christ's finished work and not our works. Praise God. And that is what the gospel is all about. Doesn't mean it doesn't change us and produce good works. It means initially saving faith through the blood of Jesus comes, amen, through the gospel of Jesus Christ and our receiving of it. Not of our works, but His works that we accept and receive. Praise God. We have a new eternal destiny called heaven. Amen. We are citizens of heaven as Christians living here upon the earth. The Bible said our conversation is in heaven, and the way that's translated is our citizenship, our literal citizenship is in heaven. Getting ready this week to do a funeral, and part of the theme of that Christians are not citizens of earth on their way to heaven, but they're citizens of heaven on our way home. Hallelujah. We have a new eternal destiny. Amen. We have a new master of our souls. Before we came to Christ, the Bible said that we were of our father the devil, and his works we would do. Not in the sense of him creating us, but us choosing darkness over light, born into sin, and having His influence in our life. But when we come to Christ, the Bible said there's a change. The Bible said literally in 1 John that His seed remaineth in us, that we sin not. Does it mean we're sinlessly perfect? Certainly not. Does it mean we can't ever sin? Certainly not. Does it mean that there is a new heart within us with a bent toward righteousness instead of rebellion? Absolutely. And because of that, when we stumble, when we fail, we go to God. We confess our sin. He graciously forgives us because He's looking not at just the weakness of our flesh, but the willingness of our heart to follow Him and to obey Him. Praise the Lord. Amen. We get a new master when we come to Jesus. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We get a new family. Isn't that incredible? Someone asked me one time, they said, if I come to Jesus, will I have to give up all my sinful friends? I said, no, you come to Jesus and follow Him and they'll give you up. Amen? And that's absolutely true. I'm not saying that tongue in cheek. All those that live godly will suffer persecution, but I'm telling you, if you love your friends, follow Jesus Christ. Let them see your life flourish like the date palm. Let them see the righteousness, peace, and joy of God's kingdom in your life. And there's an opportunity for you to win some of them to Him. Hallelujah. We get a new family. The word brother or brethren concerning God's family, all believers, is found around 341 times, rendered one way or another in the New Testament. God is trying to tell us something. Amen. I love the way one man put it. He said, whether you're Baptist, Methodist, Episcopal, a Church of Christ, Pentecostal, Charismatic, if you truly know Christ is your Savior and you've truly been born again, born from above, we are literally from the same womb. That's what brother and brethren means, from the same womb. And he said, regardless of the shingle over your church, if you've been genuinely born again, we're womb mates. Amen. The important thing, friend, is that you have been truly, genuinely born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, when that happens, we join a royal family called the family of God. And the Bible said one of the signs of being truly born again, listen to this, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it's not all. Listen, everybody in the family of God is not perfect. And believe me, we're not all lovable all the time. Amen. Someone said living with the saints above, won't that be glory while living with the saints below? Now, that's another story. But I want you to know, even though there are disagreements and there are problems within the Church of Jesus Christ and the body of Christ, ultimately, we recognize one another as from the same womb of the gospel of Jesus Christ, born from above. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe the day is swiftly approaching when there's going to be a unifying of true believers around the authentic faith, producing a genuine Spirit of God-driven revival that's going to sweep this land. Not everyone certainly will be saved, but many souls will be swept into the kingdom of God. You know what Jesus taught? He said, by this, and it's singular, shall all men know that you are my disciples or followers because you have love one to another. We know we've passed from death to life. We love the brethren. We recognize and interact with the family of God. Amen. Now, there's some fine ministries on radio. I'd like to believe this is a helpful ministry to you. There are fine ministries on television. Some you need to filter out. But I want to tell you, amen, you need to hook up with a good church group somewhere where the Word of God is preached and people love each other. Amen. And support one another. Because we are told as Christians to pray for one another, to confess our faults to one another, to bear one another's burdens, to lift up the hands that hang down when we see someone that needs encouragement, to be there for them. There's so many scriptures that talk about how we treat one another. We not only have a new family, we get new garments. The robe of righteousness. Praise God. Job said, I put on righteousness and it clothed me. And the Bible said that we need to put on a robe of righteousness lest the shame of our nakedness would be open before the Lord. We receive Jesus as Savior. Amen. God grants to us a standing with Himself called right wise with God, or right standing. And the day that we stand in that standing before God, He imparts to us His righteousness. We don't weave our own robe to present ourselves to Him. We receive His provision. Amen. And we get new food to eat. True bread, the Word of God. Amen. Job of old said, I've esteemed Thy Word, O Lord, more than my necessary food. Praise God. This is righteous, a food for righteous people. Amen. I didn't say religious people per se. I said righteous people. People that have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ because we've been reconciled unto Him and we have a right standing with Him. We have a new appetite, a hunger, and a thirst for righteousness. New food to eat. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Amen. They all ate of that manna in the old covenant, but that true bread is Christ Himself and His Word. Praise the Lord. We have new power. We can receive the Holy Spirit in His fullness into our heart and our life. And Jesus Christ said, and you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and be witnesses unto me in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. Everything becomes new because we are a new person. It's not strange that God would confirm this new life in Him by giving us a new name, intimate, personal, and private. God's confirmation of our acquittal and acceptance is represented in the white stone. Some scholars believe that also this new name could be a name of God that is unique to those that have this kind of intimate, personal, eternal relationship. When we overcome and stand in His presence, that we will know God through a name that reveals something of His eternal essence and character that is unique to those that are saved and reconciled to Him and can now know Him as He is and see Him as He is. Praise God. Listen to Genesis 32 and verse 28. And He said, Thy name shall no more be called Jacob, which means literally a supplanter or a heel holder, amen, but Israel, which means God prevails. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Praise God. We used to sing that Christian song, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. And it's mine. And the white-robed angels tell the story. A sinner has come home. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, when I first got saved, these great hymns of the faith used to make me weep and cry and laugh and shout. It was a combination of my heart melting with gratitude and being humbled in the presence of God, simultaneously being filled with overwhelming joy at the prospect of what had happened to me and what the eternal consequences of having my sins forgiven. Oh, friend, make no mistake about it. There are blessings in this present world. Amen. David said, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, never seen his seed begging for bread. God provides for His own. The Father knows what we have need of. Jesus said if we'll put the kingdom of God first while we're living here on the earth, that our Father would supply everything that we need. But, oh, friend of mine, the gospel goes far beyond God just taking care of us while we're here. God has provided for us for eternity. His provision cancels death. It cancels the grave. Amen. It cancels this finality of the finite. and gives us infinite prospects, amen, for our future. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ said, I'm the resurrection and I'm the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me, he will never die. You say, preacher, aren't you going to die someday? If Jesus tarries, I'm going to drop this body. But I want you to know that Robert Allen Venable will never die. Because Jesus didn't just give me forgiveness. He gave me the right to eat of the tree of life. That's in the paradise of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. He gave me eternal life, everlasting life. And Paul said, when this body drops for a believer, to be absent from it is not to be in a tomb. It's not to be in a grave. It's not to be in the ground. It's absent from the body, Paul taught, is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I don't know where you are hearing this broadcast. I don't know how much you grasp and understand of the eternal consequences of the decision to receive Jesus Christ or reject Him. But I want you to know what God wants for you today. God wants you to understand enough of this great truth to make up your mind that sin and be accepted by the world that leads to destruction is not worth your soul today. How much is your soul worth anyway to God? It's worth Him sending His Son into this fallen world to take our sin upon Himself and have our sin punished in Him on that cross so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be saved, so that we could be sealed by the Holy Spirit, so that God could secure us as we keep our trust in Jesus Christ and follow Him. That is the good news. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I am convinced today that the God that I serve is speaking to someone in this listening audience concerning His love for you and your need for Him today. I believe that God wants to save you. I believe that God wants to forgive you. I believe that Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart right now. And who is He that overcomes? He that receives Christ. He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is standing at the door to reveal Him, to let you see for yourself today. God is real. Jesus is seeking to save the lost today. Would you open your heart right now and say, Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. I didn't think I could overcome, but You're showing me that if I receive You, You'll give me a place in You, a standing in You. You'll give me strength from You to do what I could never do, to be what I could never be. And Lord, I come just as I am. I come, O Lamb of God, I come today. Would you pray right now? Repent. Receive Him. Let Him do the mightiest work with the most eternal consequences of any work that could ever happen to you from God. And that save you, forgive you, reconcile you, and seal you for eternity. Praise God. We love you so much today. Christian, keep on keeping on. Don't look back. Don't go back. Burn all the bridges behind you that no matter what, no matter if you get discouraged, if you get hurt, if you get heartbroken, you're not going to turn loose of God. And I guarantee you, God will never turn loose of you. Well, our time is gone today. We hope you're receiving an incentive to overcome through the Word of God today. He's coming soon. Come back next week, would you? And let's talk about Jesus. Nothing else on earth could ever
you.